Jeremy, thank you for our first lesson today. I have a question, please. Do you have any tips to help me learn English? Sometimes learning English is really tough and frustrating for me. Then I lose motivation and I want to give up.
That's a good question, Lydia. I totally understand that English can be tough, but sure, I have a few ideas for you. My first tip is to find opportunities to speak. The best way is to find a tutor and take conversation lessons at least once a week. But you're already doing this with me, which is great. You can also practice speaking with language exchange partners or by joining conversation groups online. I'll send you some recommendations for these. My second tip is to spend time practicing every day. Aim for at least 15 minutes a day doing something in English. This can be watching short videos online, listening to music, reading a news article, or writing about your day. When you're watching movies or videos, have a notebook with you and write down new vocabulary. What about you, Lydia? Do you sometimes watch movies or TV shows in English?
Yes, I watch TV and movies in English sometimes, but I always use Romanian subtitles when I watch, you know?
Oh yeah, I get it. But next time, try to avoid your native language subtitles and use English subtitles instead. And sometimes I think you should challenge yourself to watch without any subtitles. You can also look for some English learning podcasts. Podcasts are great because you can listen to them anytime, like when you're traveling, exercising, or cleaning.
Okay, thanks. Those are good ideas. One problem I have is speaking. I'm so afraid to speak and make mistakes.
Oh yeah, I've been there and I know what it's like to speak a foreign language. But don't be afraid to make mistakes. It's completely normal. The most important thing is to communicate your ideas to the other person. Mistakes help you learn, so try to see them as something positive. I have another tip for learning vocabulary. First, can I ask how you usually learn new words in English?
Well, I have an English textbook. I do a few grammar exercises every week. And I also try to memorize 5 to 10 new words every week.
That's a good start, but I would suggest learning new words in groups and phrases. Many learners try to memorize individual words, but it's not the best way. For example, when you learn the word thief, practice a full phrase like to catch a thief. Then practice writing it in different grammar tenses, like the police caught the thief yesterday. Also, it's important to pay attention to pronunciation. Many people forget about pronunciation. When you say new words and phrases out loud, you remember them better and it helps your pronunciation. Focus on sounds that are difficult, like the TH sound in thief. One last tip. Keep up with your practice and have a consistent routine. I know English can be frustrating, but you shouldn't give up when it gets hard. If you practice every day, set realistic goals, and take small steps, you will definitely improve. Small goals are great, like watching 3 movies in English per month. In our next lesson, it might be helpful to discuss some realistic goals you can set.
Okay, Jeremy, thank you very much. That would be really helpful. Yes, let's start our next lesson by making some English learning goals.
Okay, that sounds good. Let's do it. I look forward to our lesson next week.